USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Breaking at this hour, death of former Senate Majority Leader Bob Dole. The former GOP senator has passed away at the age of 98. His wife announcing his passing says it's with heavy hearts we announce it. Senator Robert Joseph Dole died early this morning in his sleep. At his death at age 98, he had served in the United States of America faithfully for 79 years. The former senator from Kansas announcing earlier this year he was being treated for stage 4 lung cancer. The new COVID variant has been detected now in at least 16 states. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy asked on CBS's Face the Nation how prevalent it is here in the country.
We've detected a couple of dozen cases here in the United States.
U.S. health officials saying the Delta variant seems to still be the majority of cases nationwide. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98. Queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
The court has issued yet another setback for President Biden's vaccine mandate. Here's USA Radio's Brad Bernards.
The Sixth Circuit Court has denied the federal government's motion to transfer the Occupational Safety and Health Administration vaccine or test requirement lawsuit to a different court, while also rejecting the White House's bid to dissolve a stay on the mandate, delivering a blow to the Biden administration's efforts to press ahead with implementation.
Security being increased at retail stores across the country as they face a pandemic of organized retail crime by smash-and-grab mobs. Major stores like Home Depot, CVS, Target, and Best Buy have taken the brunt of the damage by flash mob raids, which have increased in scope and size in recent weeks. Stores in California, Illinois, and Minnesota have been repeatedly attacked in the past few weeks, with the Bay Area being hit hard in particular. Critics are blaming the increase in serious property crimes on left-wing district attorneys and permissive policies by state governments. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Again, in breaking news, former Senator Bob Dole has died after announcing he had stage 4 lung cancer earlier this year. His wife, Elizabeth, announcing his death today at the age of 98. Parents of the accused Texas school shooter appear in court.
How are you pleading to count one?
Not guilty.
James and Jennifer Crumbly were arraigned on those involuntary manslaughter charges. Their 15-year-old son allegedly used a gun that the parents bought him to shoot 4 people dead and wound 7 others at his high school north of Detroit a few days ago.
USA Radio's Chris Barnes with that report. CNN terminating Chris Cuomo after indefinitely suspending him earlier this week. His suspension happening on Tuesday after the network reviewed his conduct over materials suggesting he was more involved than he had admitted in trying to help his brother, then former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, amid sexual harassment allegations against the former governor earlier this year. CNN ultimately deciding to fire him. In a statement, CNN saying they have retained a respected law firm to conduct that review. There's a new number one in college football. Alabama, with their upset of previously undefeated and top-ranked Georgia, moves into the number one spot. Michigan holds down the number two position, Georgia falling to number three, and Cincinnati drops to number four. There's a new number five, Notre Dame, taking that spot. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.